Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't think it's a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent thing. It's the fact that the government, that the IRS is the government's bulldog for fleecing the American public. They have too much power, and they're allowed to go in and take people's possessions and money with impunity. And this needs to stop. The IRS needs to be completely dismantled, and we need a simpler tax system that people understand and is fair.
Here's a talk radio caller who says the problem with the IRS is that they have too much power. The targeting of conservative groups by the IRS, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio. This time, the weekend's Friday, May 17th. So over the next hour, we'll run through all of the top 10 in the news talk radio, the issue-oriented so-called political talk radio programs, pretty much radio and television as well. Talkers Magazine covers this, and you can find out by going to talkers.com every week, actually every day, because there are new stories every day about what's going on in the talk radio industry, the monitoring of talk radio programs and hosts across the country. That's what happens as this list is determined. So you'll be happy to know that all the excitement about Powerball and the jackpot number is at number 10. The continuing investigation and the early trial stages of the Cleveland captive case, number 9. OJ's retrial hearing request, number 8. Number 7 is Angelina Jolie's announcement. Immigration reform is at 6. Boston Marathon bombing continuing investigation is at 5. The Syrian situation is number 4. AP phone record search is 3. The Benghazi attack and the investigation there to or thereof, if you will, is 2. And the IRS at number 1. So, let's get at number one. From MSNBC, Chris Jansing talks to Congressman Charles Bustany of Louisiana. He's chairman of the Ways and Means Oversight Committee, and he says getting rid of the acting IRS commissioner was a good first step from the president, but there has to be a lot more done.
Not all the Republicans have been critical. In fact, Chairman Issa called Miller's resignation extremely good first step. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm not surprised by that first step by the White House, but let me just say that doesn't answer all the questions that remain. We have a number of questions that were not answered by the Inspector General's report. We want to know who made these decisions. Where was the authority? Who knew what and at what point in time? And why was the IRS consistently and persistently evasive and misleading in their responses to us? Because we've been inquiring about this for the last 2 years in letters and in the context of formal hearings.
So what is your first question? You are going to be holding the first congressional hearing into the IRS scandal. We should point out that in this and in neither of the others, is there any indication that the president is implicated in this? But are you looking for how high you think this goes? What specifically are you going to be asking?
Well, I'm very concerned about what's been happening internally within the IRS. We started looking at a number of these issues 2 years ago, and I've had serious concerns about poor management practice. Just a whole array of problems within the structure of the IRS. And now, with these abuses coming to light, with the politicization, we need to get to the bottom of this. And I just refuse to believe that low-level officials ran completely amok on this. I think, clearly, there had to be some direction. And we know that the director of exempt organizations, who holds a relatively senior position in the IRS, knew about this, but consistently failed to reveal information to us despite our intensive inquiries. Same thing with the acting commissioner. And so we want to know what happened. We want to lay out the exact timeline of what happened with this. Let's get the facts on the table. The American people deserve to know. Consider the fact
that... Well, I would say that your colleagues on both sides of the aisle have said this about the IRS, that there are still questions out there that they want answered. But there is also some concern that's been expressed that a lot of time, particularly on the Republican side, has been spent on investigations and other things that maybe the American people don't see as relevant. For the 38th time since 2011, Republicans are going to vote for the repeal of Obamacare, something they've spent 15% of their time on. And I want to play for you what Congressman Emanuel Cleaver had to say about that.
We've got so many real issues to face that it is almost obscene that we're going to lose some time dealing with a non-issue. And I think that the obsession has created a madness.
And it's not just the Democrats who are complaining. Charles Krauthammer is saying Republicans have to watch out. They're going beyond the established facts. We heard from, that was Bill O'Reilly. Charles Krauthammer talked about Benghazi and said, look, you've got to stop comparing it to Watergate and to Nixon. Is there a danger for Republicans in overreach here?
Well, there can be a danger, and I've cautioned my colleagues not to overreach. We don't want hyperbole. We want legitimate oversight.
Up next, more on the IRS when our talk radio review continues.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're moving from number 1 up to number 10, the top 10, in fact, of the week. And the IRS targeting conservative groups is number 1. Talk host Bill Cunningham has former FBI agent Jeff Lanza on his program. They talk about the FBI getting involved in the investigation of the IRS.
I can imagine if I got a call from the FBI, my heart would be up in my throat. All hell would be breaking loose. My intestines would be doing backflips because the FBI doesn't ever call with good news. But when you investigate a government agency, is it somehow different than when you investigate ordinary individuals?
Well, I think no. I mean, it's the same thing. You have probable cause, or not even that level. You have some indication that a federal law may have been broken. So you have... basically, it doesn't even have to reach a level of probable cause, and then you open an investigation. It doesn't matter if it's an individual, whether it's a corporation, which is treated as an individual, a government entity. It really is makes no difference to the FBI. And we have plenty of investigations involving federal entities that may have crossed the line into illegal activity, and it happens all the time. So it's really not treated any differently, to answer your question.
Yeah, but I would think, you know, I worked in federal court for a while as a law clerk and did that kind of stuff. But there's always a sense of camaraderie or a sense we all work for the same institution. And so when the FBI investigates the IRS, isn't there a system or something to the effect that nothing bad's going to happen to the individual and that we're going to go after the institution? Isn't it? I think it's called the Washington two-step. Isn't it different than when you get a hold of some individual?
Well, you know, there has to be some independence here and free from any kind of political influence, which is the basis of this whole topic that we're even talking about here. But no, the FBI is a detached agency that is supposed to look at things as a matter of finding facts. It really doesn't matter. You could be working with an agent hand in hand on a money laundering operation. If they become a target of an investigation, then maybe you don't work it specifically because you know that person, but someone on your squad does, someone on your team could work that as well. We investigate facts, and sometimes they open investigations like this to determine that there isn't any problem with it, and that's the way you go into it. So it's not like you're going in on a fishing expedition, a headhunting mission. You're going in to find out facts, and if you look at it that way, it doesn't matter if it's an IRS person that you're investigating, DEA, or if it's another FBI employee.
Here's a talk radio caller reaction to the IRS targeting these various political Tea Party sort of groups.
I find this really upsetting. I'm a member of the Tea Party, and I have worked hard for congressmen like Doug Collins, Tom Graves, Tom Price, that are all great taxpayer champions, and the Tea Party's been behind them. We got a guy that I think's going to be running for governor, David Pennington, and he's going to have a lot of Tea Party support, plus Barry Loudermilk, who's a great state senator. But this really upsets me, and I think it ought to be a definite big investigation because they're targeting conservative groups, and as a member of the Tea Party, it really bothers me that I go out and work hard to elect candidates like Collins, Graves, Price, Pennington, and Loudermilk, and then to know that we're going to come under this kind of unfair scrutiny. So you don't see that happening on the left. So why do you think the IRS is picking on the conservative groups and not the liberal groups? And that's very concerning to me. But I tell you what this is going to do. They're so upset. We're going to work hard to win. I think you're going to see huge Republican wins because this has really made the Tea Party members mad and they're fired up. And I look for huge Republican wins, including taking over the Senate because of doing things like this. So really it's going to work and it's going to be a great thing for the Tea Party, but it needs to be investigated.
I worked for the IRS for about 30 years. And IRS always has investigated tax-exempt organizations. When you apply for a tax-exempt organization, you especially a 501c3 or a C4, you fill out a form called a 1023 or a form 1024, a very extensive form. It's long and requires a lot of information, and it takes time to review those. And they are reviewed thoroughly, and they're not scrutinized. IRS tax-exempt organization areas review all of these applications. So all of these tax-exempt organizations are thoroughly reviewed because, keep in mind, they're not paying taxes.
I read several articles about this, quite a few, and I think it's important to mention that the head of the IRS at the time, especially of the election in 2012, was a Bush appointee still. The reason that's important is you hear the same people who are criticizing this, the same people are at the same time saying, well, this when they're saying that these were decided in Cincinnati, that's ridiculous. This goes all the way up to the top. But at the same time, the guy in charge of the IRS at that time is a Bush appointee. They can't have it both ways. They need to understand that either it was done in Cincinnati, or if it goes all the way up to the top, it was done by somebody appointed by President Bush.
Up next, shift the focus, shall we, to Benghazi and the Justice Department when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talk radio, the hot hits. We love them, and you get them every weekend here. Doug Steffen at number two on the countdown, the Benghazi attack investigation. You getting tired of this? There's still more to come, apparently. New things being unearthed all the time. Fred Bayer talking to commentator Charles Krauthammer here, who says the GOP is making a mess of this by issuing false accusations and using smear tactics instead of sticking to the facts.
When the president says there's no there there, it almost seemed, and I asked Dan Henninger this last night, that he was challenging reporters to say, no, really, there's no there there.
Well, look, there are three theres, and they are extremely important issues, and the administration is hugely on the defensive and hasn't really answered. And it's the same three we've always had. Why were the requests for security denied, including the desperate ones of the ambassador who ultimately was killed? Second, what happened on the night? How could America not have at least made an attempt of rescue? And the response by Democrats, well, it wouldn't have arrived in time. How the hell do you know in advance it's not going to arrive in time? How do you know it would only be 7.5 hours and not 17 and a half hours? That's not a response. And where was the president on that night? We've all seen the video and the pictures. Well, the pictures. Situation room of Obama on the night of the Osama raid, and everybody looks at, oh yeah, he was really involved in that. Show me a picture of where he was on the night of the attack in Libya. Give me a timeline. Who did he talk to? What did he do? And lastly, the talking points, which are a fiction, and compounded by the fact that the president now says, I said it was a terror attack on the day after. That is not true. Even the Washington Post has said today it was absolutely a falsehood. It's a falsehood on top of falsehood. But the one advice I give to Republicans is this: stop calling it a huge scandal, stop saying it's a Watergate, stop saying it's Iran-Contra. Let the facts speak for themselves.
The AP phone record search is number three on the countdown. Talk host Chad Hartman with political analyst Jason DeRussia. They talk about the Department of Justice seizing phone records from the Associated Press without any warning whatsoever. Pretty much like the old Nazi routine. Yeah, remember them?
What should concern us most about this AP story?
Well, I'm of two minds on this. First of all, the breach of national security that they were investigating is a serious breach.
Yep.
And I understand why the administration would want to try to get to the bottom of it.
There's a CIA operation in Yemen, and the Attorney General was very clear saying this is serious American security was in jeopardy. But why why not just pursue the normal protocol and bring the reporters to court and say, see if they'll turn over their information.
Right. Which they won't.
They won't, and then we go through the normal process where, you know, they threaten him with jail time, or else jail time takes place.
Right. I think it's very troubling, and it's also illuminating. I think people, you know, this administration had a lot of high talk about being transparent and open and different.
None of that is seven.
No.
I mean, none of it.
And are we surprised?
Nope.
I mean, plus a lot of this is, you know, the bureaucracy is a big thing. It's humongous. And so, you know, does the president know that this is going on? Does the attorney general know that this is going on? I don't know. But it's obvious that this culture is condoned at those high levels.
Mm-hmm.
You say.
For sure.
It's interesting. Troubling.
Adam, if you're going to make this
although
change,
most people, how many people in America care that people are going through reporters' phone records?
On a story like this, probably very few.
Because most people would say, well, they should find out who's leaking national secrets. But the problem is, if it starts with that,
Where does it end?
The definition of what's worthy of investigating like that, you know, who knows where.
So who cares? Reporters and Republicans.
Mark Syria and the Boston bombing investigation are in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in to the second half of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the list that is put together for the week ending Friday, the 17th of May, 2013, up to number four in the countdown. What the heck's going on in Syria this week? Reporter Bill Neely has a focus on the humanitarian crisis. Half of the population of 23 million in this country now fall into one of four categories. They're either dead, homeless, dependent on aid, or have fled the country.
Without home or hope, they can hardly cope, nor can those who help them.
In the last year, we were distributing food for, first of all, 500 people, and then 1 million, and then 1.5 million. And today, it's 2.5 million people in Syria.
Within months, say the UN, it'll be 4 million victims of a war all around us.
It's very difficult to show what's going on inside Syria. There's lots of reasons that we can't do that. You can probably hear in the background now there's explosions going on.
In the almost empty warehouses of Syria's Red Crescent, the same story. They're struggling to help the millions fleeing from one war zone to another.
You can find now people who are displaced for the second time or for the third time. We found one family, seven times they have been moving from one place to another.
They've fled seven times.
Seven times.
As we spoke, a jet swooped over us to bomb a target nearby. War making their work ever harder.
You have hundreds of armed groups that you have to deal with. There's another explosion in the background. This war is going on. How do you distribute food amid all of this?
It's a challenge.
A challenge that's now in its third year. Snipers on the rooftops and tanks on the streets of every major city in Syria. The millions who haven't fled walking a tightrope of risk. Without more help from the world, Syria won't cope.
We can't. Unless people outside wake up and really see the reality.
More than 30 hospitals have been destroyed. More than 2,000 schools have been destroyed, I think. I don't know how believe me, it will take time. It's a long time.
Up next on our countdown, Boston Marathon bombing investigation. It's at number 5. Here's host Joe Galewski with counterterrorism intelligence analyst Ilana Friedman. They talk about what she thinks went wrong during the manhunt and eventual capture of the remaining Boston bomb suspect.
What could have been done better in Boston with the same result, Ilana?
Well, there were two parts to what happened after the Boston Marathon bombing. The first part had to do with the emergency response, which was outstanding. There were two reasons for that. One was that the medical facilities were right on hand. The end of the Boston Marathon is in the middle of a huge number of hospitals and some of the best hospitals in the world. The second thing is that there were many first responders on hand at the end of the marathon, and that's where the bomb went off. But the way they apprehended the these two brothers was way over the top. By the end of the search for the second brother, they had over 9,000 cops, military, special forces, not special forces, special operations people, and private contractors on the scene with all their vehicles, basically surrounding a very small neighborhood, relatively small neighborhood, several blocks, square blocks, in Watertown, Massachusetts, which is right outside of Boston. And the chaos that ensued from having so many people from so many departments, from federal and from local and from private agencies and from out of state, created a tremendous communications problem, a control problem. And when they found the second Tsarnaev brother in the boat, one group of policemen started shooting into the boat. They threw flashbangs into it, and they started shooting the boat. It was absurd. They could have killed him, and the thing that they needed most was not to kill him so they would get information.
So based on what we did in Boston, you seem to think we should have treated this more with a scalpel than a sledgehammer, and this is in your piece. Based on how we handled that about a month ago, what kind of message does that send to a jihadi terrorist?
Well, what it says, what it sent is that when we are attacked, we will close our cities, we will keep our people in their houses, basically imprisoning them, we will deprive them of their civil rights, and we will basically draw assets from all around the surrounding area and from the federal government, leaving other places unprotected. It makes us look weak and incompetent.
Up next, immigration reform, O.J. Simpson and Angelina Jolie on the way here on the continuing talk radio countdown show.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You can avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown. Number 6 on the item list this week, immigration reform. Host Ray Appleton with Fresno, California Sheriff Margaret Mims. They talk about her recent attendance at a briefing in Washington regarding the latest immigration reform proposal.
You were invited to go to the White House. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the briefing was held by various law enforcement groups from Washington. We heard from Janet Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
We heard from Gil Kurlikowski, who is the director of the ONDCP, the Office of National Drug Control Policy, as well as the U.S. Attorney General's Office. And they explained that they've been listening to law enforcement nationwide and hearing our concerns. And those concerns include people that are here illegally, for instance, that are victimized, and they don't report because they're afraid that they're going to be deported. And I'm talking about crimes like women being raped,
right,
cars being stolen, while they're out working in the fields, they're being robbed. And we just made it known that we need comprehensive immigration reform so that we can help keep everybody safe. And that was an important point for us.
Well, I know that there are a lot of ideas being tossed around about giving undocumented residents a path to citizenship to get the crime out of the shadows, as it were. What do you think is the best way to go about doing that, short of coming up with just a general amnesty?
I do not support general amnesty. I approve, though, and support a path. And maybe it may not be people who want to become citizens, although that's got to be part of the comprehensive package. It may be just people who want to come here and work and be here legally. And that's an important area for the Central San Joaquin Valley. They may want to just come and work and be able to be here legally without it taking years. And that's an important point I'm hearing from our farmers.
How was it? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the other thing that's important to me is that continue the border security. I will tell you that from my perspective, border security has never been tougher. And the way I make that decision is I listen to some small town chiefs of police that we have in Fresno County. And what they say are residents that come to work have found out that it's so much harder to get back across the Mexican border that they don't leave. They stay. And so that to me is an indication that border security is better. However, that has to be enhanced, and that's going to be part of the package also.
Angelina Jolie's mastectomy announcement, number 7 on the countdown. From our affiliate in Joliet, Illinois, WJOL, host Scott Slocum, here with Dr. Wendy Marshall. They talk about the preventative cancer surgery that Angelina Jolie had and the very public way she has brought it forth.
What was your first reaction to Angelina Jolie's decision to do this?
It was interesting because when I saw it, I was actually very happy because I think that what she's doing is being proactive. I mean, she has some the risk factors there. and we anticipate that we could potentially have a breast cancer. What she has done is gone ahead and has had the mastectomy with the reconstructions, so she's minimizing any chance that she can have developed breast cancer. And the fact that she came out publicly, I think, is excellent because it's clearly going to help a lot of women in the future.
Have you seen much of this in the past?
Yes, and I would say in the last 2 years we're seeing it doing bilateral mastectomies with reconstruction. There's a definite increase,
wow.
Especially in the younger ladies, because as they get older, their chances of developing breast cancer are going to increase. And anything that they can do to decrease that chance and have a happy life and a productive life and live to be 70 or 80, I think is supportive. So it is definitely on the increase. My clinics here, when I'm seeing patients all day with breast cancer or potential breast cancer, the women are more inclined to want mastectomies today. They just want to get on with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They want their risk of breast cancer to be as minimal as possible, and they want to look good. So what Angeline did with the bilateral mastectomies and reconstruction is absolutely minimize any chance that she could have of getting breast cancer, and she's going to have a very nice body for longer because they're going to be implants that don't change as much as the natural breasts.
Now, this is a procedure, though, that is, it's a very serious procedure. You don't want just anyone to walk in and say, here's what I want done, remove them, give me two new ones. I mean, there are certain criteria that must be met. What are those criteria?
Well, I mean, first of all, you've got to sit and talk to the patients. You've got to tell them, because I agree with you that I think after Angeline coming out with this, that my clinic today is going to be full of, can I have a bilateral mastectomy reconstruction? First of all, the patient medically has to be okay to take it. If we have a bad diabetic or someone that's a smoker or who has medical problems where it would actually be dangerous, then we would not want to do that. But if medically it's appropriate, if the patient has a malignancy or is positive for the BRCA gene, which is what Angeline had, then it is very appropriate to consider a bilateral mastectomy reconstruction. But it's not something that you decide on the spur of the moment. It's a big operation. It's long anesthesia. So there are definitely risks with that.
Number 8 item on the countdown, O.J. Simpson's retrial hearing. Talk host Charlie Parker with attorney Greg Gianfacaro. They talk about what O.J. is saying, the exact what the problem is. He says his attorney that he had earlier on was no good. That's why he needs a new trial.
We've all seen enough Law and Orders to know that if you go to trial for whatever the case might be and you're found guilty and you go to jail, step one in the legal system, blame your attorney.
When you're convicted, you're absolutely right. One of the issues that I find ironic here is he's saying that I should have testified, and I'm angry at my lawyer for telling me not to testify. But if you go back to his original trial, the trial of the century, he did not testify in that, and he was acquitted. And you didn't hear him blaming his lawyers at that time for advising him not to testify.
That attorney we are talking about specifically is Yale Galanter, who is an attorney that Juice has been around for quite some time. You talked about the incident where he is saying, I wanted to testify and I was told not to. He's also saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he could have plea bargained, but that Yale Galanter never passed that along to him.
That's what he's saying. You're absolutely right. Now, I will tell you that according to what I'm reading, and having been in this situation before hundreds of times, I try and make sure that no matter what the circumstance, that I try and get any offer from the prosecutor that I can, no matter whether I think my client's going to take it or not, and I absolutely pass it along. There seems to be, according to what I'm reading, a miscommunication here, that O.J. Simpson said I would not take anything more than 12 months, and the prosecution felt under the circumstances, well, we're not going to offer him 2 years because he wouldn't take that. But did they offer it? Did it get back to O.J.? That's one of the issues that's going around. It's going to be interesting to hear what O.J. has to say, as well as his former attorney.
What does he say? I mean, how does he make his point? Will we hear from Galanter also?
I think so. And I think that things are going to be cleared up But in the end, is it enough to give him another trial? Absolutely not. I really don't anticipate that.
Up next, the Cleveland captive case continues and Powerball mania here on our countdown.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, let's get to number nine this week, the continuing saga of those ladies in Cleveland. Host John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking about this suspect. He says he wants visitation with his daughter, a six-year-old who was born to one of the women that he'd held prisoner and raped over the past 10 years.
No matter what we think of this guy right now, and we're talking about this Castro guy out of Cleveland, if Daddy has not yet been convicted, and with supervision, and if the little girl agrees, I would think he surely should be able to see his child while he awaits trial. 312-642-5600. No, I'm not sticking up for kidnappers. I'm not sticking up for rapists. I'm just saying until somebody is convicted in this country, they are accorded to the certain rights and privileges that we accord everybody. And if he is the father of this girl, and if she agrees, and of course under supervision, why shouldn't she be able to see her father? Why shouldn't he be able to see his daughter? Okay, I'll await my pummeling.
All right, well, Ariel Castro has two new attorneys, and they came out yesterday and said when the grand jury comes down with their indictment, they're going to plead not guilty. One would think, wow, he offered all this information to police, never denied anything, told them everything they wanted to know, and now he's going to plead not guilty? That's a waste of taxpayer money. Don't you agree?
Well, look, if I was his attorney, I would say we're going to start there. That gives us something to give back to the prosecution.
Right. So, because they don't want to drag those victims in front of a jury and make them relive their horror.
And maybe save my client from an old squirty.
Right.
Okay.
But then they revealed yesterday, he has two attorneys, by the way, that he still loves his six-year-old daughter, Jocelyn, and he wants to see her.
This is the daughter, of course, that he fathered one of his captives. I'm sorry.
He raped a woman. She became pregnant, Mr. Aiken, and then she was forced to give birth in a plastic tub.
Okay, I know it's a horrific story.
Yes. All right, so here's his attorney, Mr. Weintraub.
Initial portrayal by the media has been one of a, quote, monster, and that's not the impression that I got when I talked to him for 3 hours.
Oh, so for talking for him for 3 hours, we've all formed the wrong opinion about this guy.
Amy's an attorney. Attorneys have to offer up some defense. The most awful creatures and monsters on the earth. They are deserved in our system of legal representation. That's it.
Number 10 on the countdown, Powerball Mania. Here's host Johnny D talking about his strategy for playing the Powerball as the jackpot has now grown to over $500 million.
You get the Powerball this high. It said second or third largest in U.S. history. At almost $500 million. That's $500 million, a little over that. Do you play the game? Or do you just say, I don't have any chance, I'm not playing? I'm playing. But I will tell you this, playing the Powerball, I never understood the idiots that buy 10 to 50 tickets. That's the one that bothers me. Maybe five at the most. One to five at the most. This is what I've been talking to people about the Powerball. Here's what I love when you talk about winning the lottery. You know, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I would continue working at my company. Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't work another day in my life. I'm not ripping where I work here, but I do have plans if I would win the lottery. I would have plans. This is what I would do. I don't know what your plans would be. I would buy the radio station cluster. I would buy this all the stations, even this one, right? I would interview everyone and then fire them. And then I would sell the cluster at a loss just for spite. I'm kidding. I just wanted to see your guys' reaction. You're like, you should see Hooper's face. He's like, oh, my God. No, I'm kidding. Now, the question is this. If you could, let's say you won the Powerball, right? You won it all. And you could buy your company. Let's say you could buy the place. And you'd be the boss. I want to hear from the people. Who would you fire first? Hi, Irv.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Who would you fire first?
I would fire first. I would fire everybody that's left after the big hoorah in the IRS. I would fire the rest of them.
You would fire the IRS?
I would fire everybody in the IRS and go to a...
But you'd have to buy the IRS first, though. That's unrealistic. I know everybody's mad at the IRS. Everybody wants answers, but you couldn't do that.
Let's recapture all of this information starting at number 10 this week, a review of the Hot 10 Powerball Mania. Lots of money. Cleveland captives case. Sort of a twist in that this week at number 9. OJ wants a new hearing. That's 8. Angelina Jolie's announcement about her health and well-being is number 7. Number 6, the immigration reform discussion. Number 5, the Boston Marathon bombing investigation. Number 4 is the activity in Syria and where everybody has gone. The search for the AP phone records is number 3. Benghazi attack investigation number 2. And the IRS is number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo. June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.